And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just over three decades later, there would be tumult in the streets. Just over three decades later, there would be swords and staves and torches and betrayal and a false trial and violence and lies and crucifixion and death. Just over three decades later, the prophecy given to Saint Mary, uttered by Simeon, would come true. Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Just over three decades later, there would be households divided between those who believed and those who did not. But on that night, in the city of Bethlehem, because of the providence of God, worked out through the decree of a secular ruler, Mary and Joseph found shelter in a stable outside of an inn, and Jesus was born. Caesar Augustus, in calling for a census, inadvertently brought the Holy Family to the city of David. Bethlehem Ephratah, the city where centuries before Rachel, wife of Joseph, was buried, and Rachel, whose name is recalled by the prophet Jeremiah as the matriarch of her ancestral heirs, weeping for their captivity, would see in her city not just a son, but the Son of God. She would see in Ramah not just fruitfulness, as the word means, but the great harvester himself. Jesus the Christ, both God and man, would be born in fulfillment of the prophecy of Micah. Micah prophesied, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth, that out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting." In Bethlehem, whose name means house of bread, the very bread of life, would be placed in the feeding trough where cattle would come to partake of their meal. On that starry, silent, holy night, shepherds, the lowest members of society from some perspectives, perpetually unclean according to the law, would be the first to hear the message declared by the messengers of God himself, the angels. Angels from the realms of glory made their heavenly message heard by the most earthly of audiences, from the realms of sheep and donkeys, so that at once, from angels to shepherds, from emperors to carpenters, from Rome to Bethlehem, the message might begin to be heard. The long wait is over. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. The fast is over. The feast has begun. Bethlehem, the house of bread, the refuge centuries before of Naomi and Ruth, who returned from desolation in the wilderness of Moab to find sustenance there, who gathered grain to make bread, gleaning after the harvesters finished their work. And Ruth, who found bread in the town of Bethlehem, the house of bread, found also a kinsman redeemer there, who took her as his bride and together produced fruit in their son Obed, who became grandfather of King David, born in the same town. Now, as if to come in from the wilderness, the attention of all humanity on this night should be focused on what took place in that town, the house of bread, Bethlehem. Jesus Christ, the bread of life, was born. The great kinsman redeemer came to feed a starving world. The prophet Isaiah, many centuries before, also asked the people of God a rhetorical question that we can ask on this night. The prophet asked, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." The question is a rhetorical one, but it is a deeply spiritual one, and it is fitting for this final invitation, the season of Advent. And I know many of you are thinking, please don't talk to me about spending money on things that satisfieth not. We haven't even gotten to the presents yet. That's yet to come. I still remember at around age 8 in my aunt's house in Minneapolis, my grandparents gave me a present to open in front of everyone that contained 3 pairs of tube socks, blue, white, and brown. And I thought my mother could buy me tube socks anytime. This is Christmas, come on. Someone's getting tube socks tonight, I'm sure of that. But here on this night, another question is being asked. Why do you spend your life's energy pursuing that which cannot feed or satisfy you? Why do you buy that which is not bread? And if you are not thinking about spending money on that which satisfieth not, then perhaps we are cringing to hear the phrase of the prophet, "Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." Once again, we may say, please don't remind me about eating things that are good and letting our souls delight in fatness. But here on this night, it is an invitation indeed to let your soul feed on real food, on the bread of life, on that which satisfieth. When the Holy Family approached the house of bread, Bethlehem, there was no room for them in the inn, and so there the very bread of life was born amongst the lowly and placed in a manger as a sign to us that he is to be the spiritual food of the whole world for all time and eternity. On this night, will you make him room? On this night, a silent and holy night, with all the care and precious, gentle delicateness of a mother holding her newborn, just a few moments after him taking his first breath and first opening his eyes, nevertheless, the earth receives her king. And though it was no doubt as silent as any maternity ward, yet at the same time, heaven and nature were singing. Will you also come to Bethlehem and see? Will you raise your voice? Bend your knee. On this night where the fast becomes the feast, and where Bethlehem, the house of bread, lives up to the fullness of its name, on this night, allow your soul to eat that which is good, that which satisfieth. Embrace yourself, let your soul delight itself in fatness. Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.